When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Guys, the perfect activity to do while you listen to the Fat Mascara podcast is painting your nails. And this week, we have got the most amazing guest for this activity.
I know, that's a really good tip. Paint your nails, go get your polish.
Yes. Pause this, go get your polish, and we'll pick it up in a moment. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen, which we sometimes forget to say. We are Fat Mascara. Shall I tell you what the topics will be?
Please do.
Now that you're back with your nail polish. Okay, this week we are going to talk about the MAC Influencer collection that's coming out. I want to get your thoughts on that. Then, real talk about face oils. It's the perfect time of year to address this topic, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the latest hair color trend.
I'm intrigued.
Who's our guest, Jess?
Our guest is the fabulous Madeline Poole, a.k.a. at MP Nails.
Baby got a hair done, nails done, eyebrows done, everything on slick.
Jen, I have a riddle for you.
Oh, fun.
What do RuPaul, Rihanna, Karine Reutfeld, Maleficent, and Australia's Nakia Joy all have in common?
Dude, bippity boppity boo. I feel like that's like my perfect fairy godmother crew, except for the last one. Who's the last one?
Nakia Joy is an influencer.
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They're all getting their own, or they all have their own fabulous MAC collaborations.
It is amazing that, like, MAC is, you know, obviously other brands have worked with influencers, but MAC is giving Nakia and a host of other influencers their own collaboration. They're working with 10, they're calling them global beauty gurus, their own MAC lipstick in April.
Each influencer gets a lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
I read this and I saw Fleur de Force is one of them. I've actually been on a press trip with her. She's super cool. But the difference is, yeah, it's not Selena or Rihanna. It's girls like us. Vloggers.
Yeah, and people are going, Alessandra Steinher. She's the beauty director of Glamour UK. She's somebody that's like been in our world, our orbit.
She's getting a lipstick too.
I love her. She's amazing. She's got such great beauty style. But
how
like
cool.
I mean, are you gonna get a lipstick?
Funny is I'm sitting here thinking,
am I gonna get one?
Someday could MAC come to us and be like, Jess and Jen, Fat Mascara, we wanna do a collection with you. Would you die?
This is a very heavy-handed hint.
Oh, I'm putting it out there in the universe.
Yeah.
This is very cool, and I want to see their lipsticks. They each get a lipstick. When are they coming out? In
April.
Okay.
I think this whole thing is really fascinating because it's like they are, they're not like, oh, like we're inviting an influencer on a press trip. No, this is like they are deigning them, like on the same level.
Let's not get too excited though, because honestly, they know these women and men are going to go to their followers and tell them about their lipstick, and mm-hmm. then that's who's going to buy it. So it's automatic sales for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know what you would want to have, or do you?
I know what I would do for you.
What would you do? Oh,
oh my God.
I'm a little scared.
No, if there was a Mac X Jessica Matlin collection,
sure,
the collab, it would obviously have a fabulous peachy nude,
of course,
lipstick, cream satin finish. It wouldn't actually be matte, I think.
No, too drying and not flattering on women of all ages.
It's just like a melty, delicious lipstick that looked great on redheads and like gave you like a 60s cool girl vibe.
But also like brunettes and blondes and yeah. Like
okay, it's the universal peachy pink.
Yeah, peachy pink.
I would obviously put an amazing, chunky, wet-looking mascara that's like gives you lashes like for days.
Ooh.
And
I'm getting Julianne Moore in A Single Man vibes.
Totally.
Okay.
And last, I might actually put a clear brow gel because I feel like you have great brows and people always comment on them. Or maybe a tweezer because you have like a good arch. Some sort of brow product.
I'm actually like thinking about the packaging right now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do for you.
Or you can give me a MAC collection. What's in it?
Okay, MAC collection. You also have amazing brows. I don't actually know what you put in them, but I would do like a pencil or a powder, like something just to like work on, not that you need this, but get that Jen Goldstein brow.
Yeah, I like a little bit of a wax because their hairs are long.
Yeah, you definitely like need something to like create that drama and definition.
Okay, I'll take
it. Then like a berry plum lip.
Okay.
Like maybe it's something that's double-ended, like day and night, because ooh, you're professional during the day. Like, you're like, you know, like
tell me more.
Yeah, you're definitely like, we've got to get this copy in, editing, striking things out, like, you know, making shit happen. But then at night, you've got to glam it up because you've got like a dinner to go to.
I wouldn't
like,
say glam know. It up is the word. It would not, be like rock it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, okay, not glam. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah.
And then
like one side's a rosy stain for day.
Yes.
The other is like a deep blackberry punk rock lipstick for night.
Exactly. You know, like, and then
I want this product. I kind of want to know what our listeners would have be their MAC collab product. Like if you guys could get MAC to make one product for you, like it's your product. It's everything about you. You'll use it every day, but it just says who you are. Like tweet us or Instagram us. We're going to come up with a hashtag for this.
MAC
gonna like, it's going to be like a whole
fat mascara.
Oh, it's happening. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Guys, thanks for indulging us with that navel-gazing, like self-serving segment that we just had. Let's get into some service for you guys. Jess and I were just at an event for a skincare company, and we made eyes at each other across the table, as we do, when a little something happened where the two experts completely said the opposite thing of each other to our faces.
Hashtag awkward.
I don't even think they realized they both gave conflicting advice.
Yeah.
So it was a company that had a moisturizer and a face oil. Mm-hmm. And they were sort of like, how do you apply these? And one's like, oh, I put the moisturizer, then the face oil. What'd the other say?
The other said she puts the oil and then the moisturizer.
And then they sort of pretended like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Jess and I were like, oh, honey, does it matter? Why don't you, like, what do you do? And I know you do the right thing, so why don't you explain why?
Do the right thing.
Do the
like,
right
like
thing.
The Spike Lee joint on oils.
Totally.
Okay. So I, you know, for a long time, a lot of companies, they say put, companies each have their own directions. You know, some will say oil first and then the opposite. I put the oil on, I pat it on after the moisturizer. I've spoken to an expert. And this is the rationale. You want to put the moisturizer on first and then the oil. Here's the reason why. The moisturizer or lotion that you use, and this is all generally speaking, this will vary. This is not like written in blood. This varies formula to formula. But generally speaking, the moisturizer or lotion is going to have humectants in it like glycerin or hyaluronic acid, etc. And these draw water to the skin. So it's going to increase the water content in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
An oil is generally going to smooth and condition your dry skin. So if it's like cracked or anything, it's going to give it that like nice, yummy, like plush feeling. But it's not going to draw water to the skin. It's sealing in the water.
That's already
trapped there. It's going to help with like trans-epidermal water loss.
100%.
If you put the oil on first, you're adding a possible barrier for the
other
moisturizer.
Yeah,
so it's like you're putting on... Like
wait, I have the perfect analogy. Yes, it's actually from Nikita Wilson.
Okay.
She said, it's like putting saran wrap around a dry sponge.
Mm.
If you put that sponge underwater, it's not going to pick up any water because it has this saran wrap. So the oil is the saran wrap
right.
that seals in the moisture. So you better moisturize first. Otherwise, you're just sealing in a whole lot of nothing and preventing water from getting into your face.
Some might get through. If you use oil and moisturizer, it's not like, oh my God, the oil never ever made it there.
No. Not to confuse you more, but why you're saying some is because there are different kinds of oils. So some oils also have humectant properties. Some aren't just, occlusives. Like a
really
shea
good
butter.
Point. Really good
like
point.
A shea butter or coconut has a little bit of both, like of kinds of essential fatty acids in it. So it's not just a sealant. It's also a moisturizer. But because we're not all cosmetic chemists here, like in general, Jess's tips worked. While we're talking about face oils,
yeah.
The other thing I wanted to just briefly mention, because we talked about it last week when we talked about lavender a little bit, the essential oil thing. So I don't know if you guys know this. There are two different kinds of oils, essential oils and carrier oils. Carrier oils are the kind of things from seeds. They're like the fatty goodness. Essential oils are from the leaves and the plants, and they're the ones that are volatile. They evaporate, and they have the scent usually. Those are the ones for treatment, whereas the carrier oils are more for moisture. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I personally like a face oil with a little bit of both because I want all that moisture, but then I want like, a little myrrh because it's anti-aging, or rose hip because it's like super, wrinkle fighting. How about you?
I'm just using the two oil products that I love, that I swear by.
Are you Kiehl's, right? Is your go-to?
I use the Kiehl's.
Yeah.
The Midnight Recovery Concentrate, which you've heard me like bang on about forever.
Yeah.
And then I'm also really into, for the past 6 months, the Elemis Superfood Oil. It has like broccoli in it.
Ooh.
Like broccoli oil or broccoli extract. So I actually don't know like what's going on with that in the oil game, but it's really fantastic. And I use that. I pat that on top of my moisturizer.
And the two I'm liking that I pat over the moisturizer again, because I agree with you. Dr. Jackson's natural oil. Got it on Net-a-Porter. That stuff is amazing. And then the other one is Sonia Dakar's Omega Booster.
Oh, that's like an OG oil. That's really good.
I don't know what is in there, but I think it's both carrier and essentials because it smells delicious. But it also just is, I think that's one of the ones that also has a little bit of a moisturizing property as well.
Yeah.
But there you go. For your dry winter skin, moisturizer first in general, then oil on top.
Minding my business when out of an orange colored sky.
Yeah.
Yes, darling.
Have you seen the latest craze in hair color?
What are you setting me up for? What's the latest craze in hair color?
It's all about blorange.
Did you say blorange?
Blorange.
Blorange?
Blorange. Blonde plus orange.
Blonde plus orange.
Yeah. It's like orange, but faded out.
Okay.
To this like...
I thought it was blood orange. That's what... Okay, blonde. Oh, like blonde when it was brunette plus blonde.
Yeah.
That was like, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So blorange.
Picture Run Lola Run. And put it in the sun and, like, fade it out with, like, piss. Okay?
Not where I thought you were going with that.
No, it's really, like, I don't like this color or all of the images that I'm seeing.
I saw some pictures. I think it looks super cool, but I think you need to have the right skin tone to pull it off. And, like, how long can... It's not flattering.
It's not flattering. It's really not... It's, like, orange. Guys, we'll put something up on the gram and, like, on our Facebook and all that good stuff. It's not for me. Listen, if you have it, rock it, love it. I hate it being like a negative Nancy.
Let's not be negative about that color, but you know what we can be negative about?
Yeah.
These freaking hair color names.
It's about the names.
Okay, we are guilty as anybody because I've done this in magazines where it's like, okay, it's another light brown with some blonde highlights. What do we call it this year? So it seems like it's a new color.
Baby lights.
Champagne was a big for a while. They kept calling it champagne hair color. And I was just like, it's beigey brown.
It just sounds rich though, doesn't it?
Right. Blonde was one. Rose gold for a while. Remember people were calling it rose gold hair?
Yes. And
that was like a faded strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my my favorite part of this whole thing is.
What?
So there was, for a while, a hair dye company. I don't know if you remember this. And I think they were trying to go the whole OPI nail polish route of marketing, which is name it a really cool thing and then people will want it. So they were an in-salon hair dye company.
Like, I'm not really a waitress.
Exactly. The best red nail polish. Is it or is it not? You just really like the name. So they gave all of their hair dyes, instead of like level 7, you know, cool and level 7 warm, they gave them all these like cool names. Cool with big quotes around it, because I remember seeing an ad for one of them.
What?
And she had gorgeous hair. It was like a reddish, might have been like blanche hair color. And they were like, go to your salon and ask for prosciutto. I am sorry. Can you think of something you want your hair to look like less than prosciutto?
That's so offensive.
I want, you know, smoked thin sheets of greasy meat hanging
raw. That's so disgusting.
Like, make it something like toasty and delicious, or like,
it's so nasty.
Prosciutto hair color.
God.
Should we try and see if we can get that to take off? We
have
to
give it.
You have to combine it with something. Blonde prosciutto.
I think we need to make like the Mad magazine of like beauty.
Yeah.
Just
we'll put
like
that in there.
Like spy. That's so funny.
Listen, guys, start your own hair trend. If you have two different hair colors, mush them together. It's like the Brangelina of like hair color. Oh, never mind. Rest in peace, Brangelina.
Oh.
Bad analogy.
You know which one I really liked?
What?
Do you remember like tortoiseshell hair?
Oh, yes.
That was my favorite one.
But that's something so pretty. Yeah. I want that more than I want Orange or prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. Anyway, check out the hair color. Google image search it. Maybe it'll be big for spring.
Yeah, let us know what you
think. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family gathering.
get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
We are so excited to have Madeline Poole here. She's a kick-ass editorial nail artist, and her work has appeared in V Magazine, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Teen Vogue, Numero, Dazed and Confused, list goes on. I was a little bit late to the MP Nails game. I don't know if you remember this, but we met.
Where are you?
We met in Paris, of course.
Oh,
you remember?
Of course.
She's like the coolest.
We had a big night. We were walking around with people in robes. And
you do remember.
Yeah, remember it all.
We were at like some restaurant in Paris, and like the cool kids were all in the hotel robes.
We went to Hotel Amour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Hotel Amour.
And so got looped in with that world for me, and you just by association are the coolest person ever now.
Great.
So welcome to
love
Fat
that.
Mascara.
Whatever it takes. Thank
Hi.
You.
Thank you for coming.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get down to basics. You're one of the top nail artists in the world, but you didn't actually aim to be a nail artist. That's kind of infuriating. How did this happen?
I needed like a really dramatic move because I'd never left Maryland, and I didn't want to go to New York because I just thought it sounded cold and uncomfortable if you're broke, which it is. So I was like, I'll go to LA. It's like half the price and like it's sunny. So I can be broke and, like, lay in the sun. And I had, like, a bunch of odd jobs. Like, I babysat. I worked for a costume designer. I worked at Bandeau, which is a hair band. It was strictly an accessories company. Now they make all kinds of stuff. Through the woman that owns Bandeau, Jen Gotch, she worked on photo shoots as a prop stylist, like, as a side hustle at the time. And so I, like, weaseled my way in there to be an assistant, and I was just like, you know, getting coffee and like organizing shoes and stuff like that. And then I was walking around one day, we did this long job as for Nordstrom. By the fifth day I was like really walking around like getting to know everyone, and I was like, what do you do? And it was the manicurist Jenna Hip.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
And she was like, I'm the manicurist. Like, I was like, that's a job? That's crazy. I was like, wait, so you literally come here to do people's nails and like, and then you have a job all the time and it's real? Like, tell me everything.
So yeah. You were not like in the fashion scene, fashion world at
all? Not at all. No, I was just like a random kid who was like just trying to pay my rent.
So how did you get, you know, like the skills and like, once you met Jenna, how did you sort of get inspired to be in that world?
Well, I met her, and then I spoke to some of, like one of the producers on the Nordstrom shoot and, like, a couple other people, and they were like, oh, my God, you would be so good at that, because I was always really, like, detail-oriented, and I painted, and also, like, at Bandeau, for example, I was always, like, stitching on the tiniest little crystals onto satin headbands, and I just had, like, really good
crafty
dexterity. Yeah. And...
like, you're good at minis.
Yeah, I'm good at minis. So I just knew I was going to be good at it. I was like, wait, sign me up. What do I do? And then I went, like, I get really obsessed. If I want to, like, learn how to do something, I get really obsessed with it. And, like, just do, you know, if I'm, like, learning how to use Photoshop, I just use it, like, all day long until I've, like, mastered it. And so I did that, really. I just went to, like, Rite Aid, and I bought a bunch of Sally Hansen extreme wear colors.
Nice.
And, like, a bunch of just, like, accessories I thought I needed. And I started, like, having my friends come over and, like, volunteer for manicures. That was, like, the first week. And then, like, the next week I was like, wait, you can, like, paint with paint on top of the nails. And I tried out, like, a Hello Kitty design.
How were your first couple manicures? How'd they look? They be honest. Were
beautiful.
Oh, that was natural. From the start.
They were really good. I mean, no, at the time, I mean, I guess if I looked at them now, I'd be like, ooh. But, like, we can look there at the very end of my Instagram.
Oh, they're okay.
Like, because Instagram was, like, invented, like, around the same time.
I was about to say, so you started, like, after Instagram. So you were relatively new at this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but relatively new. I think, I mean, it was maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Five,
you've
six
done
years
a
ago.
Lot in 6 years.
Yeah.
Did you see, once you had the skill set to do it, did you see an opening of, like, I can be this type of manicurist because that person doesn't exist? Like, Jenna's known for...
Oh, yeah.
So what was the hole that you were,
like... It was a wide-open gap. So basically, I was doing a lot of, like, research on, like, Tumblr and stuff like that to, like, see what was out there and to, like, look for inspiration. And all I could find was, like, really, like, crazy kawaii nails or, like... really kind of poorly done, like, over-embellished nails. And I didn't see anything that, like, I wanted to wear or that my friends would want to wear. And I was just like, why is no one picking up on, like, all, like, I don't know, like, trendy iconography and, like, things that you could, like, put into clothing or accessories, but they're, like, not on nails for some reason? Like, why aren't there really simple graphic nails? Why aren't there, like... I don't know, think like checkerboard nails and like flame nails and like things like that.
It's become so prevalent, but people might not remember, like, 6 years ago when there was nail art, you were doing like Hello Kitty's face.
Yeah.
Like, or and like all gooped up with like rhinestones and
all
stuff.
All gooped up, yeah. And then I found like there was like a couple people I found, like I said, there was Wah Nails was already around.
Oh,
and they had
she
like,
was out with us in Paris too.
Yeah, she was there. Chamonix. Exactly. So they had like their aesthetic, but it was to me from I knew I wanted to do something like more like minimalist than that and like a little bit more subdued and like feminine. So I just kind of like the first thing I did, I was like still having friends over for manicures and I did this like outline nail, which was just like a pink nail with a black outline. And it was, like, I put it on my Tumblr page, and it went, like, crazy viral, and, like it just went wild. And then, like a month later, I saw it on a Mac billboard, like, they had just ripped it off.
Hmm.
Oh, like, they stole your style.
I mean, like, you can't, like, trademark a nail style, but, like, it was the exact, like, pink and black. Right. It was, like, the exact thing, and I was, like, so excited still. I was, like... whatever they stole it, but that's cool. It's on a billboard.
when people think about Madeline Poole, they think of your nails. You know, you have your own very distinct sense of style with your, you know, actual like manicures. But you also have your own like personal style, like as a like sort of a fashion girl. How would you describe that?
It's pretty funny. I'd say I'm like eccentric. Like people can always point things out that are very me. Like. My friends will always send me, like, links and be like, so MP. It's, like, pretty easy to identify what I would like.
What is so MP?
I definitely love color. Like, there's certain colors that I always gravitate by, like, really, like, primary colors. And I definitely like retro vibes in a lot of different ways, like 70s, 80s, 90s.
Does that influence your, like, actual manicures at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think like a lot of the symbols I like and like patterns I like are also things I would wear in clothing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I like Kelly Kapowski, but I also love, like, Dennis Rodman and, like, Northwest.
That was a good combo of
Northwest, Dennis Rodman, and Kelly Kapowski.
You sort of came to this world right when nails were peaking. Like, I looked back into this a little bit, and basically...
Yeah, I got lucky.
You did, but the recession happened, like, what, 2008? And right around then, nail art and magic were skyrocketing. And now you've watched it. It's been, what, like 7 or 8 years? And it's starting to not stall out, but, like, it isn't quite as popular as it was 5 years ago. Have you seen that, like, play out? Obviously, that plays out in the numbers of stuff that sells in the stores. But have you seen that day to day with the girls that you talk to and the people you're on set with? And why do you think there was this huge boost and now sort of, like, we're at a good... What place are we at right now?
Well, I definitely, when I first started, people would ask me to do some wild stuff. And I remember, like, having friends come in and they'd want, like, a different thing on every fingernail. And I was always like, that's too much. Can we just do the same thing or, like, maybe two things? And I'd have to, like, fight them down styles. I remember when people would do that. I guess people still do that. But, like, truly, like, a different... Like, I want, like, a Brillo pad logo here. And then mm-hmm. I want, like, a football on this one. And then I want, like, plaid here, stripes on this one, a peace sign over here.
Like every nail was a different story, a different concept.
This one I want, like, a puppy with a bone in its mouth. And... You're yeah.
Like, okay, we'll be here till midnight.
Thanks. I remember when there were a lot of different, like, appliques. Like, I was nervous about people's hands getting, like, caught on their sweaters. Like, it would freak me out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There would be...
Ooh, I hate that feeling.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, there would be, like, things.
Yeah, things. Studs. But studs were really big at one point. I forget when, but probably, like, 5-6 years ago.
But it's simplified a bit, right? Like, have you seen that happen?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I've also simplified, and I also think, like, what I like is simple, so it hasn't really affected me because I tried to, like, make a style that felt simple, so I think, like, people followed that as well.
Right.
So I don't, like, find that my style is, like, gone out of style, but I know what to predict, like, if I go into... a fashion week meeting with a brand, I know exactly what I can put on, like, a PDF to show them, and I know what they probably won't pick and what they'll probably gravitate towards, which is always, like, minimal and soft.
Mm-hmm.
I used to shoot myself in the foot, and I'd give people, like, a million ideas, and, like, some of them would be totally impossible to do backstage.
Yeah.
I have consistently been up all night for Philip Lim shows.
Oh, Philip Lim, yeah.
I like it because he is, like, a rare person who likes to do something fun and exciting with nails.
Mm-hmm.
But one time we did, they were simple looking, but, like, they would be difficult to do backstage. So they were brown nails with silver stripes of tape across them, like, all different sizes of tape. But applying tape, you have to, like, wait for the polish to dry, uh-huh. and then you have to apply it and cut it on either side. And you're applying, like, let's say 17 strips. It just takes so long.
Yeah.
To do, like, you can't do that backstage. So
it sounds like a nightmare.
We had to make fake nails, and we were up. There was, like, 6 or 7 of us. I, like, hired friends and, like,
so that's
people
10
from
nails.
Sally Hansen helped us. And then we stayed up, like, until 3 a.m. We had, like, we ordered sushi and we were in,
how
in
many
the
nails
conference
is that?
Room,
like,
in the Empire models? State Building. Because he has, like, 50 models.
So that's, like, 500 nails.
It's not, because you have more to make size. More than that. So it's, like, 1,000.
Because you don't know what sizes are going to be on what girls.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere that... Like, okay, so there's all these big brands, and I don't know if we mentioned this, but you are an ambassador for Sally Hansen. Did I say that before? I might not have.
No,
what is your title? Oh, Sally
we can
Hansen?
Tell
Did
people
we not?
Now.
Oopsie. I'm the global color ambassador for Ta-da. Sally Hansen.
Very
I actually
cool
think
job.
I know the answer to this, but maybe
oh,
you know
okay.
it too.
So Sally Hansen will come out with their spring collection of, like, 5 colors, OPI, SE, and then without fail, you see a lot of the same colors from every brand. Do they all get the memo? How does that happen?
I think they all get the memo. There's these companies that you can pay. I've seen them before. They're these really strange, like, booklets of trend analysis. And there's like, you can get one for color. You can get one for like makeup color. You could get one. They give all this like support why like these colors will be trending for this next season. And they're like, I forget what the company is. It's like Peep something. And they basically sell information on trends. And I think they probably sell it to all major brands or something.
Because to me, it always, and I heard about some convention in Paris at some point that like, oh, all the beauty brands go there and see, you know, color trends for the year out. And I'm like,
yeah, things like that. Yeah.
How is it a trend yet? Just because this Peep or whoever says it is, and then everybody does pink, like, and then it is a trend. Like, it's weird, like chicken or the egg, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's silly. I think somebody just made that their job, and then they were like, I'm just gonna, I mean, sometimes when people are like, what colors are trending for next season? I'm like, whatever I want to say.
But yeah, you are an great influencer. I'm like, right?
Butter yellow.
Do you feel like that holds any weight at all? Do you know?
Yeah, I think like if I like push something, like if I start doing like a nail look and I start doing it on people and I like take pictures of it and then I start seeing it other places and then like six salons copy me and then like, and I just, yeah, it becomes like a thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's so much. I don't know. I always feel like there's just something in the ether sometimes. Like,
yeah, Madeline.
or that. Like, sometimes you just walk around and you're like, there was one summer where I was like, lime green is insane. Like, it's just everywhere. I just see lime green all over the place. And I just knew it was a thing. And then I started seeing it on, like, runways mm-hmm. and stuff. And then, yeah.
What looks right now have you either helped create or you think are going to be, like, big coming into spring?
Well, I have a lot of looks that I will claim that I created. But
tell us. Take credit. It's fine.
I like, you know, the one that's we'll send like the, hate mail the, to eye, you. The eyeballs right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the moon. Like the Turkish eye, like the evil eye.
Yeah. Just like I'll show you a picture. But yeah, like a little eye on the moon. And that became, I saw that everywhere, like magazines, celebrities mm-hmm. and stuff. And I definitely did it first.
This is the part of the podcast where I get personal help.
Okay.
So I like to get my nails done. I like to take a picture of it. I can't get my hands to look good in a photo. When you're doing your Instagram or when you're taking pictures of the hand that you did, like, how do you make it look good and not like a claw?
So many tips, and they're all rehearsed because I do this all the time.
Tell, please share.
So my nail fee tips. Probably. The first thing I do is like I open up my phone or camera, whatever you're using, and I like look at my nails and kind of twist around the room, and like hold my hand up and my camera up and twist around to see where the light is best. So generally speaking, like direct, like diffused sunlight is the best because it kind of like cleans up the skin and makes it look like bright. You can see the colors and the detail. And so after you find like the best lighting, then you have to like find your pose. And if you want to have less bulging veins
yes,
and things like that, then you should keep your hands elevated because the blood rushes down.
Oh, so if hold you your can, hand up while you're taking a photo.
If you can take it like on a wall, up on the wall, you might need a partner to do both hands. Like, well, I guess you need a partner if you want to take both hands anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
So yeah, up on the wall is good. And if you can find a wall that's like opposite a window light, you know, that's good.
Above heart level.
Or another weird thing I do is sometimes I put double stick tape on the back of my hand and I stick my hand onto a piece of paper. And then you can just like stand right there in front of the perfect light. Sometimes when you put your hand against certain colors, like if you put your hand against yellow or turquoise, sometimes like it just sucks the color out of your skin and it makes your skin like turn gray.
No matter what skin tone you have. Is that true for nail polish too? Like you've tried colors on certain skin tones and they're just not good for those skin tones?
Yeah. I mean, I've tried colors on myself. Like I think certain like orangey reds for me don't look good, but like cooler toned reds look better.
Is there a color that's like a go-to for everyone? Like one that's like, oh, this looks good, like on like any hand model that you get?
Yeah, I think a lot of sheer colors look good on everyone because they blend in with like the color of your skin.
But like a so Sally like, color that like all of our listeners can check out.
Good question. There's a color called Steely Serene, which is in the color therapy, and it's like a gray, beige, neutral color.
Ooh, chic, chic, chic.
It's super chic, 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 and I think it looks nice on everyone, personally.
For fans who want to do a little deep digging on you, they can go buy the book,
right now, the book that you wrote a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's still around,
Nails,
right?
Nails. Yes, it is, because I researched it great. The other day. 25 creative DIY nail projects.
Amazing.
If you were to do an abridged version, what would you add?
I did this dot manicure for Adam Selman, and it's, like, so easy. Unbelievably easy. And it was just, it was clear with a navy blue dot, and that on each finger it was, like, in a different spot. Like,
oh, that's
a big
super
circle.
Easy.
Yeah. And you can do that. You can take the same concept and do, like, other things with it. Like, you could do, like, smiley faces. But basically, I used the head of a nail, like a hammer nail mm-hmm. nail.
Yeah.
And I use, like, a really big one. And then you dip that in color and then just tap it onto the nail.
Like a little rubber stamp almost.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You could probably use an eraser. You can play around with different things and, like, dotting and seeing which one makes the best shape and which one's the easiest to use.
But just one.
Just one nail. On each nail.
We can't let you leave without talking non-nail because we're beauty podcasts.
Okay, great.
Like, what are some of your go-tos in your bag? Makeup, skin, hair, perfume, tell us everything.
Okay. I have a lipstick that I wear like crazy. It's Shiseido Rouge Rum Punch.
Ooh.
And I adore it. It's really, really nice. And then I wear like a rosebud salve over top, you know, for a little shine. And let's see, I use like, I love Sunday Riley, like their ceramic slip face wash.
Ceramic slip.
Yeah.
Good name.
Love that. And I love the Walida Rose Lotion.
Yeah.
That's super nice. I'm super into skincare. Oh, I just got Byredo. You know Régime de Fleur? They have like super cool bottle. I'll have to show you. It's amazing. But it's a new company, Regime. Like maybe like 4 years old.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
This was really fun.
Thank you. It was a delight.
I feel a little inspired to DIY my own nails, even though it's not really my thing.
Madeline's the freaking coolest. Also, Northwest is like one of her style icons. And Kelly Kapowski. How freaking cool is she?
Oh my God.
Such a good interview. Okay. Guess what?
Time to raise a wand.
Baby, I like it raw. Now I'm singing and calling it raw.
All right, let's raw this.
What do you...
Ew.
What?
Ugh.
Okay.
This is very unraw. I love the Frederick Malle. Dans Mon Lit. That's definitely not how you pronounce it. Basically, it's a rose-scented spray for your home. So when I am feeling...
Let me see how it's spelled so I can help you with this.
Dans Mon Lit.
Okay.
It's this beautiful spray that you can just spray with abandon in your house and it never feels like too much. Think of it like really fancy rose water. So when I'm feeling guilty because I haven't tidied up in a while, I just kind of spritz the place. And somehow it feels like suddenly I live in this very elegant hotel.
Girl, is that fancy French Febreze?
It's not Febreze. It really smells like gorgeous roses.
Dans mon lit.
Dans mon lit.
Does that mean inside my library? I don't know. I got to work on my French.
It is a splurge product. I have to tell you
but
that.
But worth it.
If you've been gifted an Amex gift card or you've just, you know, stumbled into a pile of cash...
Take said cash.
Or you're freaking rich. Go for it.
Nice.
Okay, but like you make your bed, spritz it, suddenly you feel like you live in the St. Regis.
I will bring it back down to plebeian level with, I just lost it. My Invisibobble. Do you know what an Invisibobble is?
Oh, one of those little like phone cord hair things?
Yes, okay. So there are these hair ties. I have a lot of hair, as you know.
Yes.
And whenever I put in a ponytail, I get the crease. And then I can't, then my hair looks like, you know, Gilda Radner for the next 3 days because it's like down to my nape of my neck and then it's big because of the crease.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody sent me these Invisibobbles. They come like three to a pack. They look like old school phone cords, you know, as like a circle. And I was like, there's no way that's holding my hair. There's no way that's not going to crease. It does both. So I think because it's like, it confuses the hair. It's like zigzaggy. So there's not a straight line. It just doesn't crease your hair.
You know who told me about the Invisibobble?
Who?
One of the cafeteria ladies at the Hearst Tower.
Those girls have good hair.
I know.
And boys. Shout out to...
Oh, Kiko.
Shout out to Kiko.
Kiko.
We should have him on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I really like the Invisibobbles. I do the dark brown ones. They come in clear and they come in colors. But even if you have thin hair, I have friends with thin hair, you only need like two loops around and it will hold because of that. Like, it's almost like those combs. Like, it grabs into the hair a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think it's $8 for three of them. But you also don't lose them as much because they're so visible. They're in... They're invisible in your hair, but visible on the... if you drop it on the carpet. Whatever. You're gonna buy three of them and you're not going to lose them because they're that good. The end. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.